Investing Simplified is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm with Bo Caldwell, CFP, and Chuck Price, founder and author of Investing Simplified, the book, and the number one bestseller, Your Retirement Made Simple. Chuck Price has been doing estate planning since 1970 and investing in retirement planning since 1975. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest running live financial show in America with a financial advisor and now a CFP, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and comes to you live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. You can contact Bo or Chuck by visiting PFGWM. Or you can email them with a question at ask@pfgwm.com. Or you can call them right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, welcome to Investing Simplified. This is the opportunity for you to pick up that phone, give us a call, give us that question that's been keeping you up at night, whether it be about taxes or about investing. And today, in the studio with me is Kevin Stege with the Baker Coastal CPA firm.
Hello, Chuck.
Kevin came out of hibernation from the dulls of all the tax returns. Did you get to get a little relaxation after tax season?
Oh yeah, I've been awake for a couple days now.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And also in studio with us, as many people have asked to have back, is Michael Standard with Fairway Mortgage, talking about reverse mortgages. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, and listen, folks, if you've got a question, this is your chance to do it for free. Free is a good price. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And if you're out of the local area, you can reach us at 877-733-1011. And we want to thank all those people who listen to us on podcast as well throughout the country. We have people from all over the country that do listen to us each week. And we appreciate you. And if you have a question, you can either send us a text message off the investingsimplifiedradio.com, and you can always send us a text message off that. In fact, I just answered a bunch of questions on there. People had texted in and had questions they didn't want to ask on the air, but we can send it back to you, and it's in total privacy, so you can get your answer question, and you don't necessarily have to come on the air to do it. But don't hesitate to not ask, though, because if you do, there may be another 400 or 500 people out there with the same question, just too shy to ask. So we're going to get right into it. I'm going to get right into the market, because this week kind of sucked. The market's down for the week. But I have to tell you, year to date, this is just this right now, year to date, as of the close of the 10th, which was yesterday, Friday, the S&P is up 14.94% year-to-date. The Dow Jones is up 11.21% year-to-date. Those, folks, are some really good numbers, because you consider the fact that we're really only in 4 months. If you multiply those numbers by three, they're pretty amazing numbers. I gave a prediction at the end of last year that last year we'd have I think I gave it in October, that we would probably have a negative 2018, which we did have. But I also said I felt that in 2019, we would have a double-digit return. So far, I'm looking pretty good on that part.
That's good.
But, yeah, so far. But I do want to talk about some things that you want to be aware of. All the talk, there's talk all over about the China thing, China trade, and the tariffs and stuff. Look, for 50 years, we've been taken advantage of by the Chinese government and other countries on trade. And at some point in time, you can't keep giving away the farm. And I say the farm because obviously a lot of farmers are going to be hurt by this for a while. But in reality, long term, it's going to be monumental to the United States economy if we can get a fair trade deal. And a fair deal is better than no deal, in my opinion. If you just keep charging the tariffs to China, here's the fact, and I got to tell you, I listen to a lot of financial shows. Only about 1 out of 15 say this. Look, China needs us a heck of a lot more than we need China. We really don't need China. I mean, I know that a lot of people are saying, oh, we get all these cheap goods and all these things. Yeah, we do. But you know what? That's what keeps them going. If we continue giving them another extra $600 to $800 billion a year, and we keep going in debt $1 trillion a year, do the math. Solving that trade deficit could help a lot on our deficits. That's right. You know, people can bitch and complain about it and say, oh, we're going to have tariffs. And you know what? It's just about time somebody stood up for America and said enough is enough. And I, for one, am applauding the president doing this. And I hope he just sticks with it. And I hope we get a deal. And you know what? Even if we cut that in half, think about what that would mean to the country. So, you know, and granted, we know there's some industries that are going to get hurt. I always get emails from people when I talk about this that are in industries where they're going to get hurt. And you know what? That's life. It's just life.
Well, you know, in the accounting industry, there's this thing called the accounting cycle, and it's basically following a dollar. The first dollar you put into your company, then you buy a product with some of that. You pay your employees to help get that product out. You maybe develop the product. You advertise the product. You spend the money, and you go around the whole cycle. You pay your vendors, and pretty soon it becomes a receivable, and pretty soon, hopefully, more of then $1 that you spent comes back, and you start again in the accounting cycle. I see this at a similar way, where at some point you have to break in on a big change like this somewhere in the economic cycle. And yeah, it's going to affect the first people. But by the time it comes full circle around and we're buying American products that are well made, and not subsidizing the cheap Chinese junk, yeah, it's going to affect people at the beginning, but it's going to affect us all the way around the whole economic cycle. We're going to be better for it in the long run. It takes time.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing is time and patience. And you know, if not to relate this to poker playing, but it is kind of like poker playing. And let's relate it to golf. That's not a gamble. Well, a lot of people gamble when they play golf, but not me. But anyway.
A losing proposition for me.
Yeah, me too. But if you're a golfer, you got to have patience. You can't rush your shot. You can't rush the next move. And particularly the really key thing in golf is if you make a really bad shot, you don't turn around and compound it by hurrying up and hitting the next shot and doing the same thing over and over again. And it's kind of like with trade. If we got to have patience in working this out, because China just isn't going to say, oh, we like America so much, we're going to reduce your cost by $300 billion. That ain't going to happen, you know? But it's going to be a fight, and it's going to take patience, and it's going to take time. And Kevin is exactly right. Long term, this is going to really benefit our country. Here's the thing. Right now, America's economy is running like a thoroughbred. I mean, our economy is the best it's been in 50 years, folks. 50 years. Since I was young. So 50 years ago, whoa. You know, in fact, they had the numbers back to 1969 that we have better unemployment, better job opportunities than back to 1969. Folks, this economy is roaring like crazy. This is the perfect time for us to stand up on our two feet, because I got news for you. Europe sucks. Asia sucks. China sucks. The rest of the world is having a very difficult time. In fact, very much borderline on recessions for a lot of areas of the world. That's right. We are running like crazy. So this is the opportune time for us to stand up, stand tough, and say to the Chinese, enough is enough. We want to have fair trade. And that's the whole thing. We're not asking them to give us a bunch of money. We're just saying, hey, let's have fair trade. Let's make this equal. And, you know, if somebody has a problem doing that, they're not your friend, and they're not really wanting to operate on an ethical basis. And so it's time to stand up and say that.
And I was going to say, this is more than just an economic decision, although maybe that's the underlying motivation behind it. When you look at human rights violations and what goes on in China, do we want to be subsidizing a lot of that until they come around and get their act in order? I mean, maybe they're not one of the top 20 nations in human rights violations, but they certainly haven't been very fair to their workers. And I don't think we want to be subsidizing
that. Well, I would say they're probably one of the top three.
Could be.
At being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when they kill their own people out there because they're demonstrating, that's not exactly a kumbaya meeting, you know.
That's true.
But the funny thing is the bleeding hearts who claim to care about that stuff are totally silent. Have you heard any of them? I haven't heard a bit of them.
Yeah.
You know?
And it needs to be fair. When they import a product and we charge them $5, and then when we import over there and they charge us $25, it's not fair. We just need something that's fair.
One of the things that has made America so great is the justice and the lack of corruption. Yeah, I know we've got our issues and stuff, but that has allowed our business, our lives to flourish. And when you can go into business and there is an injustice, you can get some repercussions in our court system. You can't do that in other countries. In many cases, the courts are bought off, so on and so forth, and it really takes the spirit out of the people. So that's really one of the things that, as long as there is some fairness and justice and an equal playing field, and somebody's not able to just, even though there is ways to spend people out, you know, you sue them and you've got a bigger war chest than them. I mean, you got to pick your battles and stuff. At least we have some semblance of that, and that really helps.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Kevin Stege, the tax investigator. And what's your topic, Kevin?
Top 10 simple ways to throw away your money.
Well, that ought to be interesting for everybody. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Michael Stander talk about reverse mortgages. So pick up the phone, give us a call. There's no foolish question when it comes to your money, your mortgage, or your investments. Give us a call at 503-417-9595. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
The time to stop working is approaching, or maybe it's already arrived. CDs and money markets are paying only fractions of a point. How secure do you feel about retiring right now? Call Chuck Price. He's located right here in Portland, and he can show you how to increase your Social Security up to 67% using specific program rules and the file and suspend strategy. Chuck specializes in working with people who are either retired or are close to retiring, and he focuses on how to never run out of money during retirement. Do this today. Schedule a free 20-minute retirement plan phone consultation or schedule an appointment with Chuck himself. Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. Chuck Price at Price Financial Group Wealth Management. On the web at pfgwm.com.
Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Colson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. You can call Kevin, 503-417-9595, or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and again, this is an interactive show, and I would welcome your interaction on this segment, too. If you have a item to add to this list of ways to throw away your money or ways that you think that are not good ways to spend money, even though maybe they're touted as something we need and can't live without, we welcome your call or your text, even if it's just a very brief comment. 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. And if you don't call in, I might have to segue into my backup segment, which is optimizing real estate deductions, and I don't think anybody really wants.
Oh, I thought you were going to read the tax code.
That's about the same.
That would be exciting.
It's the same.
Yeah, that'd be very exciting.
Exactly. So I thought I would get started on this, and this is my personal list, and it's not a top 10. It's just some ways that we can throw away money. Some of this is going to reflect my personal values. Obviously, others may see some value in some of these things, but for me, these are some ways, and some of them may surprise you. Some of them will be funny. I figure I had to do a 10-item list in honor of Carl. He had his top 10s, and so maybe this is a little bit of a throwback to our good friend, Carl. So, top 10 simple ways to throw away your money, and in no specific order. Number one, and I'm going to alienate most of Portland right now, tattoos. Do I need to go further on describing this? Okay.
Yep.
Well, and you know, it may be part of your profession, but for most professions, it's not going to help. You know, if you're in the MBA, you probably need, well, maybe not, but it seems like that's where you get your tattoos. But anyway, tattoos, number one. I'll alienate the rest of Portland with number two, and that is video games. Video games. If you have gotten involved in any of the latest gaming situations, which are like mobile games and stuff, those are designed to take advantage of human weaknesses of human nature and get you to spend money. They make you mad. You throw money at it because you're mad because somebody one-upped you in the game, and there's no way to win or lose or end the game or anything. It's just a place to throw away more money. So video games. Number three, college. Whoa, weren't expecting that one, were we?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Have a plan before you go to college. Do not just go and spend money on a four-year degree without a plan. Your student debt will kill you. Your student interest loans will kill you later on in life.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Kevin. And this is something we've talked about on the show before. If you're going to go to college for a career, not to be going to college for the social event. And yeah, there's a lot of social activity for college. But in all honesty, if you go there to get a liberal arts degree, what are you going to do with it? You know? So what are you going to do with it? I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and their kid got a degree in media. Well, those jobs start out at about $24,000 a year. You're not going to catch up and pay off your college loans very quickly.
A lot of those skills can be learned without going to college, and you can do it in a more efficient way and be ahead of the curve without having to do that. Community college or vocational schools are a great way to go also, that I think is can be more cost effective, not discounting the bigger colleges and degrees, just have a plan and don't.
Yeah, having a degree and not in a specific area that can help you make money is kind of a waste of going to college for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and any advice I would give, because I just graduated my second from college, is that we always wanted to put them in a place where it was cost effective, where they didn't have to spend more money than necessary, and that the school had a placement program for their degree.
Very good.
So, for example, if you're a computer engineer and you get a computer science degree, you're going to be placed very quickly. Digital media and marketing, somebody who's helping with Facebook marketing, they're going to be placed very quickly because it's a huge need in our society, in our businesses. So be smart about that. And with your grandkids out there, help advise them. Find a school that has good placement.
Very good. Yep. Number four, cigarettes. Yes, that's a good way to kill yourself early and spend your hard-earned money to do it. Smoking.
Good point.
Number five, toys for your kids. Cheap Chinese toys. Again, it's just my personal
don't
list.
Don't buy them.
Just my personal list. One or two toys is all they need. You don't need a room full of junk that they look at once and it stacks up and you end up taken to Salvation Army or Goodwill. Get them good quality educational toys, tools, that type of thing. That's just me.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to interrupt you here, Kevin, because here's a caller for you. And it's looks like it's Jim's got a question about a disabled daughter for her $5K a month. Can he claim her as a dependent? Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Go ahead and ask your question. Kevin, our tax experts here.
Okay. My daughter, I live in Seattle. My daughter lives in California. She's disabled and has no income. So I give her $5,000 every month. Will that be considered as a gift and I have to file Form 709? Or can I consider her as a dependent?
I see what you're saying. Most likely you're supporting her. This is support as a, quote, a dependent, and it's not necessarily a gift when you're, paying the maintenance and housing costs and support.
I mail her a check every month to her, $5,000.
I see.
So that's why I'm saying it's technicality. I don't know.
I see what you're saying, and not paying the expenses directly. You know, it could be viewed that way. First off, the new tax laws don't, there's no such thing as dependent exemptions anymore, but in terms of supporting, you do still, quote, claim dependents in this case, so that there's not a tax benefit, but it is part of your tax picture. I would, you're supporting them in that way. I would think that you're just fine without filing a 709, because you at $5,000 a month, I'm certain you're paying over half the cost of her support, and that it is just a dependent. You know, you could be safe and file. I don't think that's a 709 filing requirement. It is a good question, though. I would probably maybe next week I'll come back with a little tighter answer on that for you. Any thoughts, Chuck?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, I. Well, here's the thing. You live in Washington, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is your estate over $4 million?
Just under.
Okay. And are you married or single?
Married.
Okay. Well, see, in Washington, you get a $2 million exemption for each of you, so you could have $4 million and pay no estate tax to the state of Washington. So I think if you get close to that $4 million, then you're going to want to use that as a gift to reduce your estate. That's what I would look at it as maybe giving a gift. But does she get any government subsidy for her disability?
No, at the moment she's not getting anything.
Okay, because at some point in time, it may be beneficial to give her some money or some assets to keep them out of your estate to keep you guys under the $4 million.
Yeah. Well, I think he's,
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I think he's kind of doing that this way regardless. He's still spending the $5,000. It's reducing his estate. It's just whether we have to file the 709. And writing a check directly to her these aren't things that are highly audited, but potentially that is a gift without paying it directly to the, paying the mortgage or actually paying the utilities or buying the food. You're kind of, that's $60,000 a year. That is over the amounts. So it could generate a 709 filing requirement. Yeah. With no tax effect, but it is a hassle.
Yeah, actually, that is a long-term benefit to her. I assume, do you have any other children besides her?
Yes, I have two more children.
Okay, well, and you're going to leave your estate to your kids. So
yes.
Long-term, that benefits your estate. So Kevin can come back next week. Make sure you listen next week. Kevin will come back and give you the straight scoop on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Jim.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, very good question.
The devil's in the details, and that's certainly you want to get that right. You know, the worst-case scenario is they say, yes, a 709 is required, and you go back and you file the gift tax returns and just report it. No taxes owed because you have over $11 million exemption per person, and then $22 million for married couples. So.
But he's in Bellevue, so state of Washington. So you got to stay in Washington state tax as well.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, very good. So moving on with our top 10 simple ways to throw away money. Again, these are my personal viewpoints, preferences. Number six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, is disorganization. You don't know where your stuff is. You go out and you buy more stuff.
Spoken like a true accountant. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah, you get home and look at the garage and say, oh, gee, I got one of those.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Or two or three, or you misplaced it. And then, yeah. So disorganization. Number seven, the lottery. And actually, usually the people that are playing the lottery are the people that shouldn't be playing the lottery. There's an element of entertainment, and that is fine, but be careful. And, you know, if you're cutting into anything.
Yeah, if you don't smoke, you don't drink, and you've got some discretionary dollars, you want to play the lottery, and it's a kick to you to do, yeah, that's fine. But if it's money that you need for the future or your retirement isn't planned, then you're better off investing that money than buying a lottery ticket.
That's right. Next one, not having an emergency savings fund. 6 months, 4 to 6 months, something like that. That saves you money in the long run without having to get high interest loans, without having to do a lot of other things to pay for those emergencies that come up. Get that emergency fund in place. I think that's really important. That's really the first step in investing, savings, your retirement plan.
You know, Kevin, that's one of the things we've really encouraged our clients through the years to do. And a lot of people don't like to do it because you're putting the money in a bank money market account, maybe earning 25 basis points. But the fact is, if you don't have that emergency fund and something happens and you have to go borrow the money at 15% to 25%,
right.
You go back and say, gee, I wish I would have made 25 basis points on that money instead of having to borrow the money for a very high amount of interest.
Exactly.
Really smart difference.
Yep, exactly right. I'd probably throw on in this list, although it's not here, not paying your credit card off every month, but we'll leave that one as number 11. Next one is not taking advantage of your 401k match. At work. This is just the match. At least do the match.
Yep.
I'm not, you know, I don't just 401k everything. I don't think it's a end all, but taking advantage of the match is just free money.
Same thing if you folks don't have a 401k, but your employer offers a simple plan. And you say you don't want to put the 3% in.
Because there's a match on the simple, too.
Absolutely.
A 1, 2, or 3% match.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. And not taking advantage of your Roth IRA for a savings. That doesn't fit every situation, but it's usually really good to. To me, it's just a tax-free savings account for your. You always get your principal back. So, and then lastly, leasing a vehicle as opposed to buying. Generally, that's not the right way to go. I know there's situations where you're, and in all of these things, well, not all of them, but in most of them, a lot of times you're buying yourself time. So yes, you spend money sometimes on things that you can do yourself. Sometimes you spend money on convenience items. You're buying yourself time. Sometimes you need to do that so that you can make the big bucks, so that you can get to your job, so that you can do a lot of things. And so, but just juggle those things. Leasing a car, yeah, it takes care of the maintenance and stuff. Those usually work in the dealer's favor as opposed to buying or buying a good used car. So that's my top 10 ways plus one of how to throw away money.
I'm glad that you didn't throw golf in there.
No.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Michael Standard about reverse mortgages. If you ever had a question about reverse mortgage or something that you thought about, maybe something you could use as a planning tool for your retirement, 503-417-9595, toll free, 877-733-1011. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now back to Chuck Price.
Well, welcome back to Investing Simplified. And Michael, we're going to talk about some reverse mortgages.
Awesome.
You know, I do want to mention, we had somebody send us an email about the last time we had Michael on and had asked some questions about reverse mortgages. And the one thing I want to make sure that we're very clear on, we're not saying that everybody who's retired should do a reverse mortgage or that reverse mortgage is the only thing you should do. Reverse mortgages is one of those tools that you want to be aware of, that if it fits your situation, you know, and first of all, I'll do a little disclaimer here. I don't have any deal with Michael. He didn't pay me any money. I don't get any commissions or any fees off of his reverse mortgages. Same thing with Kevin on taxes and stuff. If somebody goes and does business with him or me, we have no compensation thing. We never have.
Nope.
We just don't operate that way. But the fact is, if we see something that could help somebody, even one person, then we're going to bring it to you on this show and tell you, hey, this might be a good thing for you. Reverse mortgages isn't for everybody, but I could tell you for a couple of situations that Michael and I have discussed for some people that I know, it's made the difference whether they get to stay in their house or not, and made the difference if they could have the kind of retirement they wanted or not. So even though it's not, and listen closely out there, this is not for everybody.
That's correct. It's
yeah.
not.
It's not for everybody. It's for the people who fit that situation, that sweet spot where it can make the difference in their life. That's not everybody, but there are a few. So
that's right. And I'd like to just do a quick disclaimer. My NMLS number is 1674259. I'm the regional reverse mortgage specialist for Fairway First Team here in Oregon, Washington. And nationally as well, I can refer people out. But the key, and the reason why I love this product, it's called the HECM, H-E-C-M, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It's the only reverse mortgage that's insured by FHA. And our goal, and my goal, is to help seniors not outlive their income. It's a great tool for people. And we talked a little bit about this before the show. There's scenarios, but it's also a very big financial planning tool. And Wade Fow of the Retirement Research and the American College of Education for Certified Financial Planners has lots of books on this and lots of scenarios. because oftentimes clients think that it's not the right thing, but it's just a part of your financial planning tool. And CFPs are taught to look at your equity in your home as a tool. And it's a great tool to use when you need it. And if you set it up early, it's even better.
Yeah, and it has to fit a particular situation for the people to take advantage of that and use it.
That's right. So just a quick example, let's use Wade Fowd did an article just not about 2 months ago on the difference between a client who used it and who didn't, who was 74 and had $1 million in their IRA, and they were pulling out just $50,000 a year. The client lived to 94, and because of the sequential loss in the market, markets go up and down, the client at the end, at 94, only had $386 left. Now, if they use the reverse mortgage on their $450,000 home, $500,000 home, they would have had a line of credit there they could use when the market's down to not pull out of the stock market, out of their portfolio, but to use it equity out of their home. And they ended up leaving almost $300,000 left in their portfolio to their heirs. So it does work in those situations. And that's just something to consider. It's not right for everybody. But also, seniors are in this position where they're transitioning now. 64% of seniors in the United States want to downsize or change from their bigger home to a smaller home or get closer to their grandkids or whatever their purpose is. We have a product within the HECM that allows them to purchase a home with 50 to 60% down payment and then own the home, live in it until they pass away or decide to sell it, but they never have to make mortgage payments. They just have to pay their property taxes and their homeowner's insurance and keep the house in good repair. So it's a great tool to keep money in your pocket or put money back into your portfolio instead of spending it all on your next house.
So it's not necessarily a product for somebody who is just cash strapped, but if you can, you don't have to touch your other money that can potentially make you higher returns, and this would be a cheaper use of money as opposed to taking it from your existing investments.
Exactly. Last client I did this for, they are saving over $300,000 on the $600,000 home. They only had to put down $300,000. And for them, that was a big deal, saving that extra $300,000. And then they're going to do whatever they do with it, which is enjoy life. They have 12 grandkids. So it's going to be a good product for them. It allows them to have that cash on hand to do things with instead of having it all in the home, which they won't be able to get out except for payments, with payments if you use a line of credit from the bank.
So generally, what are the costs associated with a reverse mortgage? I'm assuming there's a interest rate that accrues interest.
Yep.
And probably the key thing is you're not having to pay back the loan.
Correct.
Currently.
Correct.
Okay.
The loan is paid off when you either sell it or the last person who's in the home on the contract passes away. Then the children have 12 months to sell the house and pay off the loan. The benefit is Medicaid, we'll get to that on another show, but cannot attach the home, which is a big deal. And I work with a lot of lawyers regarding this product because clients are in the spend down phase and they're separating the assets. And it's a good tool in that situation to be able to have the home for the person who's healthy and stay in the home and use their equity to help their spouse potentially who's in a nursing care facility. Great product for that. And let's talk about the expenses. These are now, since October 2017, it's a mandatory FHA-insured product. So they have to have FHA insurance on this home. Benefits to children. So the children now have a home that they're going to inherit that if it's upside down, let's say the parents live to 100 and the loan is now $300,000 and they can only sell the house for $200,000, FHA steps in, pays the difference so the kids don't have to file bankruptcy against the estate. So it's safer for the children to use this product because at least they know that now they're going to inherit something, right? Which is a great tool. The other is regular closing cost. You're going to look at 2 to 3% county tax, title tax, operational tax, all that fun stuff. So the average cost of this product is 4 to 5%, which isn't. And two of it's insurance. And so to use the product, we have to pay it, which is good. The other benefit is these clients keep title to their home. This is the only loan in the nation where they actually keep title to their home.
What's really, you know, this is something we discussed before, but just so our listeners out there, a lot of people know that if you have a home, and let's say you have a living trust because you have an estate and you want to make sure that avoids probate, that becomes very advantageous because a lot of banks, if you go do a loan on your home, they won't let you do a loan if it's in a trust.
That's right.
They'll make you take it out of the trust, have it own joint ownership, and then they'll do a loan.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things where you can still keep it in the trust and do that.
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're differentiating between a living trust and a irrevocable trust.
Correct.
Right? Living
correct.
Trust is okay, but we're talking about an irrevocable trust.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Yep.
Revocable trust, we can use this product. And the other benefit clients see is just a quick story. I had a client who could do a regular mortgage. Their income was about $4,500 a month between them. But when he passes, he had more income, more benefits. His wife would be stuck with a mortgage. And he didn't know if she'd be able to do it on the $2,000 that she would have left as retirement income. So for him, it was advantageous to give his wife an option. So she could stay in the home because she doesn't have mortgage payments. They could save and invest the money. Yep. Or she could sell if she wanted to, but at least it gave her the option. The reverse, if he had a mortgage, or if they had the mortgage, she probably wouldn't be able to afford it. She would have to sell. And they're right next to the grandkids. So they want to try to keep that property. So it's a good product for their and their purposes. Again, we're just trying to help people not outlive their assets, educate them today on how this product works. And if you have any questions, please call. We'd love to answer some of your questions.
That's right, 503.
And again, I want to emphasize, we're not saying this is for everybody. Is if it works for you, it can make a difference in how you enjoy your retirement.
Right. We also have gotten a lot of calls from clients who realize that if they have a mortgage to the bank, that if they have enough equity in their home, 50 to 60%, they can knock out the mortgage and not have to make a payment anymore. So that $1,200 a month they're paying today, they wouldn't have to continue to pay that. So that goes back into their pocket.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back, and we're going to talk about that. So if you've got a question about reverse mortgages or taxes or investing, give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll free 877-733-1011. We'll be right back with the reverse mortgages.
Simplified. Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now back to Chuck Price.
Okay, we're back at Investing Simplified, and we're talking with Michael Standard about reverse mortgages. And again, if it works for you, here's the thing I would say. If you own a home and you're not living the retirement life that you want and you've retired and you have a fully owned home, I would certainly recommend that you at least sit down and discuss with Michael Standard how you could maybe use that home to help better your income in retirement. It never hurts to talk. I know we talked about a person an example that I remember Michael telling me about is a guy who had a house in Vancouver and took out a part of that money, paid for a house in Arizona. Now he has a house with a reverse mortgage on it in Washington. He has a fully owned home in Arizona. And when he passes away, the kids would have the option of selling the house in Arizona, paying off the house in Washington, or letting the house in Washington get whatever they get out of it, and they still got a home free and clear in Arizona. Not a bad deal, really.
Yeah, it gives you options, which is the benefit. And with our with the clients we work with, and I see, some of them are very financially astute as well, and they have millions of dollars in their portfolio, and their financial planner suggests that they set up the line of credit because the HECM also has a line of credit option where the money sits there and earns the interest rate of the loan. So that can be from 4 to 9%. And so if you're earning 4 or 5% or 6% on your line of credit, and you can pull that out tax-free. Did you hear that? Tax-free, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's
like
a good benefit. That's a money market on steroids, so to speak. And it gives you the option to spend it when you need it. And that can be part of your retirement plan or your long-term care plan. It just gives you options.
Now, do you have to be making the loan to get that?
You do have to have a loan on the mortgage. It has to be a HECM loan. And let's say you did it on a $500,000 home. You have a $25,000 loan that's sitting there. As long as the loan is still active and not paid off, it can still be a HECM and the line of credit still works. A client of mine built a house for $2 million. They set up a line for about $800,000 and they're happy because now they have that line of credit there that they can use for other expenses in the future, repairs, maintenance, or traveling, or whatever they want to do. But that right now for them is earning 6.5%.
Wow.
Just thinking out loud here, with the new tax law changes, certain home equity, you know, if you take out a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, and you don't use the money to buy, build, maintain your principal residence, it's probably your interest is probably not deductible anyway. So in this reverse mortgage situation, I mean, why pay interest that's not, you know, that used to be kind of the silver lining is you got a tax deduction, a federal and state, with, you know, your interest may not be deductible, or maybe the standard is so high you're not even doing itemized, even if it is deductible. So in this situation, you know, the silver lining kind of isn't there. And so maybe the reverse mortgage, you know, when you're not paying interest, there was no tax benefit anyway. So
that's right. So it's a wash. Some you can make payments on this and the interest that is accruing is a deduction. That's a benefit. Also, if you didn't make payments on it and you pass in your estate, now we'll have all of that deduction to write off.
In one lump then, as opposed to being under the standard for year after year.
Yeah. I like to say, really, this is a way to not outlive your retirement income because all those payments you made on your home, it's just equity. But now we're pulling the equity out and using it because you made the payments. It's your money. Why not turn your 2x4s into dollars? Because at Fred Meyer, they're not going to take your granite slab that you put in or your furniture as payment. They'll only take dollars, cash. So this is a way to turn that equity in your home into something you can spend when you need to. That's a real benefit. Also, I just want to put out here, if you have questions offline, you can reach me at 360-690-5278 because I know a lot of callers call me after the show because they didn't want to ask questions on the show. But you can reach me at 360-690-5278. Call or text me.
Okay, and we've got a caller. Debbie's on the line and has got a question about reverse mortgage. Debbie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Chuck. This is Debbie. This is for Michael. And so I have a question. If, let's say, you know, there's a lot of talk about if the owner of the house passes, but let's say in 8 years, you have a reverse mortgage, and in 8 years, you decide to move.
Okay.
Let's say the house is upside down.
Okay.
How is that solved? Is that something that, because we haven't passed, that we would have to make that up? Or does the HECM cover that?
On the new HECM, it does cover that. The FHA insurance covers any loss. So if you're selling and you're upside down, you don't have to pay the difference.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That was a big question I had for you.
Yeah, it's a big benefit to clients. It's just a safe way to use your money.
Yeah, yeah, because I was just worried because I know that that's always a possibility that we've talked to you before and about moving to Redmond and if we move back to Portland in the future to be closer to the grandchildren, I was, you know, worried about that. So
good
that's
question.
Really good to know.
Good question, Debbie.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, Michael, you're telling me in a high real estate market, I could short sell my house, expecting the value to go down, get the reverse mortgage, expect the value to go down, knowing I'm going to move, and it would be covered?
That's your option.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
We've seen average over 50 years nationally the appreciation of homes at 3.85%. So, you know, we just say we'll round down and say 3.5% nationally. On the West Coast, our average has been 6%. So, you know, we can see that we're probably not going to lose here on the West Coast, the East Coast, because of property prices.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to increase gradually. Not that we can't have some downturns, which are always healthy in our economy, but this allows, again, seniors to not outlive their money, to use it wisely. Because if you only have to put 50% down in your next home purchase to 60%, 50 to 60 down, wow, what would you do with the other 40%? Or I have a client who's selling a $500,000 home, can't find anything else for $500,000, and the realtor's helping them now shop for $750,000 homes because all they have to put down is $400,000. So they're going to save $100,000. Which is good for their grandkids because they want to take some trips.
What is your email, Michael? Let's make sure we get that out.
You bet. It's michael.standard, just like Standard Oil, at fairwaymcmortgagecorp.com. fairwaymc.com.
Okay, great. Kevin, how does somebody get a hold of you?
We are at baker-colson.com, 503-666-5569. And one other question for you, Michael. What's if I have a $500,000 home, what's the maximum amount I can take out on that?
Well, in 2017, the maximum amount would be 74%. But we also, they made some rule changes, so it's based on your age. So the younger you are, 62 is the first day you can do it, you're going to get out about 40, 42% of your equity. At 95, you can get out about 74% of your equity.
Okay.
So the older you are, the more equity you can pull out.
Okay.
Very good. Sense?
Yeah. What was the first amount at age 62?
About 42%.
42 mm-hmm. up to 74. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's also based on interest rates and appraisal value. And remember, this isn't something we can sell. The client has to pass a counseling test, making sure they understand the loan, that they're mentally cognitive. Then we do the appraisal where we get the real value of the home. And I've seen a lot of folks who are online who are doing this with people who live in New Jersey, you know, who call them, so to speak. And, you know, you really need to work with somebody locally who cares about you and who wants to make sure you're getting the right appraisal value on your home so you can maximize your monies for retirement.
I see. So basically, I see up to 74%. They're kind of protecting the lender there where they can't take the 100%, let the house drop, and have it insured. So
that's right.
My short sell strategy just went out the window because you're probably not going to get a 26% drop.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Rats.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're not quite qualified yet.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, I think you got a ways to go, Kevin.
Just a little.
Yeah.
And the benefit of this product, too, for real estate agents as they listen to the show is that they know what an FHA qualified home is. Well, you can purchase up to a fourplex. You can purchase a manufactured home on your own property. You can purchase a condo. You can purchase a townhouse. Again, 50 to 60% down and own it for the rest of your life and never make payments again. How about if we had a triplex and we didn't have to make mortgage payments? All that income, all that revenue, pretty nice. Great way to support yourself in your retirement.
Wow, you mean you can use the money to buy a duplex or a triplex?
Yes, you just have to live in it. It has to be your primary residence.
One of the units.
Yep.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
Great idea. Hey, listen, we've only got a few minutes. If you got a question, send us to ask@pfgwm.com. You can also reach me at 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. We got to say to all you mothers out there, have a happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Don't forget your mother. You'll be in big trouble. Or your wife, if she's a mother, don't forget her either. And don't forget MLB Baseball, Portland Diamonds. Make sure you get involved because we need pro baseball in Portland.
And go Thank Blazers.
Thank you very much. Huh?
And go Blazers.
And
yeah.
go
Game
Blazers.
Seven.
Yeah, keep it going.
Happy
Can
Mother's Day, moms.
Have a great weekend. God bless all. Ooh,
Financial Group Wealth Management. Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called Asset Lock. Asset Lock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365, and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers Asset Lock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have Asset Lock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get Asset Lock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Simplify.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.